So we're interested in understanding information processing by neuronal networks in the visual cortex. So the goal of my thesis project has been to first develop a novel technology for tracing the monosynaptic inputs to single neurons in vivo in order to study the fine-scale structure and ultimately the function of these cells as they relate to visual stimuli. The strategy involves targeting a single neuron with a patch pipette in which I include different genes, three different genes, one for a receptor, another for a rabies glycoprotein gene, and a third marker protein that will label the cell. The goal of this is then to, so I electroporate the cell, I apply a series of voltage pulses that drive the DNA into this cell, and allowing a couple days for expression allows this modified rabies virus to specifically infect the cell because it's expressing this TVA receptor. We've coated this virus with a complementary NVA receptor, and when it infects this cell, it will replicate expressing its genome in which we've included GFP, so we'll label this cell green. And since we've included this glycoprotein, which we've deleted from the rabies genome, that allows the virus to act like normal rabies and travel to presynaptic cells, infecting those cells and then turning them green as it replicates. That glycoprotein is necessary and sufficient to cause this infection. So because we've deleted it from the genome and because we haven't added it to these cells, the virus is trapped in these cells and will not travel any further. So the end result is the monosynaptic connections to a single neuron labeled with different colors. So what I'm showing you here is how this actually works. We have the pipette here with a fluorescent dye that we're imaging under two-photon microscopy in vivo. We electroporate the cell and see that it fills with the dye and hopefully the DNA. And we're able to image the cells a couple days later. Which one? There we go. So this is an example of the technique in action. What you see here is a single cell that's been electroporated in layer 2-3 of V1 in a mouse. It's yellow because in the electroporation step, I included M-cherry, which is a red fluorescent protein, and then it was infected by a virus that I injected right about here that expresses GFP when it infects cells. So this cell is now yellow because it is expressing both red and green. The cells you see here that are green and on adjacent sections, this is a very thin sliver of V1, about 40 microns thick. We see dozens of cells surrounding this original cell, lots of inhibitory cells around the cell body, and pyramidal cells that extend hundreds of microns away. So what we're doing here is basically labeling the fine-scale structure of this microcircuit. We can follow the projections from distal locations. So that, again, the cell's in V1. We can see cells in secondary visual areas, feedback projections to this V1 neuron, and neurons that we didn't necessarily expect to see, cells as far away as over a centimeter away in hypothalamus, which is literally about as far away as you can get in the mouse brain. So the goal of this now, so we've demonstrated that technique works several times, and now we're trying to merge this structural technique with the ability to actually map the function of these cells. So in order to do this, we're using calcium imaging. We're loading a calcium dye into neurons in V1, and this allows us to measure the change in this calcium indicator as calcium fluxes into the cell during action potentials. So what you see here is the time course of this modulation of the calcium signal. Our visual stimulus is this black line here, and so you can see that the calcium signal increases, indicating an increase in firing rate in these cells that I'm selecting here. The blue line for the most preferred stimulus, so we're presenting different oriented grating stimuli, moving grating stimuli, and the red line is the least preferred stimulus. And the plot above that is basically showing the average response, averaging across a time window for each of the various orientations and directions. So we see that cells are orientation selective and even direction selective. So the goal of this is to apply this to the single cell tracing experiments. So what I'm showing you here is movement in that direction. What the red cells are cells that have been infected by the rabies virus. And then we've loaded the same region with this calcium indicator dye, so labeling the cells that are infected as well as the cells that are not infected. And what I show here is just an example trace of when doing the visual stimulation, we can actually measure the tuning properties of this infected cell. So obviously what we want to do is merge this what we see here with the information about the tuning properties of the postsynaptic cell to correlate their activity and test different models for how it is that orientation selectivity as well as other preferences in tuning properties propagate through the circuit.